What is hardship? The term is used a lot, and I mean a lot, in immigration law. It seems easy to grasp, right? Everyone knows what hardship means. In general, yeah. But in immigration law, like so many terms, it is not easy to explain. Hi, I'm Carlos Patara. You're listening to the Immigration Mastermind. Thanks for joining. The concept of hardship is used in all sorts of immigration cases, yet nowhere is it defined in immigration law. Why? Because it's one of those terms incapable of a tight clarification. This, of course, begs an important question. Why does the law use terms which cannot be defined? In a simplistic way, one can define hardship as the amount of suffering a person will endure. Immigration law, however, restricts what persons count. In short, it's the suffering by those close to you. Of course, not everyone who is close to you. For instance, not your best friend, or your next door neighbor, or church buddy. To be sure, there are sometimes situations where you can make the suffering of those persons count in terms of your hardship, but that's an entirely different issue. Allow me to summarize that thought just to be sure we have it under control. When you're presenting evidence of hardship to those closest to you, the law limits your presentation to certain family members. Only the suffering by those relatives count. Next, the immigration law concept of hardship limits what types of actions that causes the suffering are relevant. For I-601 and I-601A waivers, the triggering cause is the inability of an immigrant to live with his or her relevant family members in the United States. Let's put it together. The amount of suffering certain family members will endure because an immigration relative cannot live with them in the U.S. I admit, that's not a great definition, but it's a start, and it's better than no definition. Thanks for listening. And remember to always keep your chin up, no matter how hard the road ahead seems, because together we can make the world a better place, one immigrant at a time.